Yo, what's up? What's going on? This is Avery. Yes, it's me. It's fucking me. Yeah. Little charged up. I mean, a little charged up. I'm always got some electricity. How are you guys doing? Nice to be able to speak to you guys. Good shit. I mean, like, yeah, how is your Saturday going? Mine's is good. Mine's is like, it's kind of slow. Boring. That's boring. I mean, I'm about to, I'll probably after this go, wash some clothes. Yeah, very exciting. Yeah, from here to the end of the hallway, I'm gonna fucking encounter something, somebody. I'm gonna do like some Chuck Norris karate chop or some shit, and I'll have to tell you guys about it. I have to tell you guys about it to keep myself out of trouble, just to let y'all know that I wasn't the aggressor in the situation. Yo, I've been sipping, I've been drinking, and so what happens here in these type of situations normally is that the show gets a little bit more fun. Little bit more. Not that the show wasn't fun already, but it gets a little bit more like it's up. I ramp it up a little bit. So I hope you packed your seat belts. Do you have your seat belts in your pockets, people? Yo, now this is where it all I got stories. First off, like, yo, today, yeah, I went and paid my rent, so yeah, so I'll be there. I'll be here to until another month. Yeah, then I'll yeah, I just went and paid my rent, so like normal people. Do you feel that? Do you feel me? Yeah. I got stories. Hold up. Because this is not going to be a show about me just getting drunk. But no. This is going to have content. 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 Okay, let's dive in. Maryland governor pardons 34 victims of racial lynching. Yeah. If you look at him, he looks like he has no fucking, he's just neck and shoulders. He's all head and shoulders, no neck. He looks like a fucking idiot. Like, yo, you look like a fucking fool. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan issued posthumous pardons for 34 people who were victims of racial lynchings. So, like, this is what makes me scratch my head a little bit, because you're pardoning people for victims of racial lynchings, but were they innocent people? First of all, why were they lynched in the first place? Now, I mean, and like, what happens to the point where, what if they were just innocent people that were just victims of lynchings? You feel me? Yeah, I mean, like, yo, I don't like that. Like, yeah, this is what I don't like. Now, I mean, like, yeah, we're gonna say that they're all, we're gonna pardon them. We're gonna pardon them. Why are you pardoning me if I was never fucking guilty in the first place? That's what make me fucking like, that's what makes me like ask these type of questions. Like, what if I was never guilty in the first place? Larry. Big throat Larry. All the jokes are gonna be on tonight. Yeah. Big throat Larry Hogan. Look at him. He ain't got no chin. But he's still finding a way to deep throat. Hogan signed an order during a news conference Saturday afternoon, marking the first time in history that a governor issued a blanket pardon, a pardon, it issued a blanket pardon for lynching victim, lynching victims. Yeah, you're gonna excuse me for just walking down the street and just being black. So that's why you hung me. Yeah, that's why you lynched me. Yeah. Nah, I'm gonna need a little. Yeah, you're gonna say you're sorry for that. You know what I mean, no, not wide neck, Larry. Budweiser, wide neck, Larry. I'm going to be ignorant for this whole show, so just tune out. Just tune off. Tune off. The pardon came after the Maryland Lynching Memorial Project and students at Lock Raven Technical Academy petitioned Hogan to issue, yo, shout out to those students, petitioned Hogan to issue a pardon for Howard Cooper, was lynched next to the Baltimore County Jail in 1885. Fuck. Going through that, man. Like, oh, yeah. Need a little bit more, babe. Cooper, who was just 15 at the time, was accused of assaulting and raping a white woman. Come on. Really? 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 That shit make me mad. Yo, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That shit make me mad. I mean, like, yo, how you gonna accuse a 15-year-old? That's a boy. Where a woman, that's a boy at the age of where a woman could probably beat him off. I mean, like, just smack him away and get away and, like, yeah, stop. Stop. I know it happened a long time ago, but that shit made me mad for my fucking peoples. Yeah, it makes me mad. Yeah, it still makes me mad. Was accused of assaulting and raping a white woman, according to the petition. Which during that era was often grounds for black men to be lynched. You see what they did to Emmett Till? See what they did to Emmett Till? That shit make me cry just for me bringing it up right now at this moment. It brings tears in my fucking eyes. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, like, it'd probably be like white women that just wanted to fuck the little young boy, young little black boys. Yeah, young little black boys walk around hung and strung, you know what I mean? And they don't want to get caught. So they tell on them. You know me, like, I'm trying to make light of this situation because it's so fucked up. A jury found Cooper guilty, which at the time meant an automatic death penalty. And he was transferred to jail while his case was on appeal, which means that's an automatic death sentence. At that time, that's an automatic death sentence because ain't no lawyer gonna hear your case. Like, and if a lawyer hears your case, then like, and you any and for some chance you fucking get off, then that lawyer might fuck around and get strung up too. Yeah, you're fucking, you're yeah, you're protecting the darkies. Yeah, that racism shit makes me mad. Makes me so fucking mad. Like, I don't like it at all. My hope is that this action will at least in some way help to right these horrific wrongs and perhaps bring a measure of peace to the memories of these individuals and to their descendants and loved ones, Hogan said. What a nice thing to say. Instead, I would have been like, yo, fuck you, you racist ass crackers. We could square up. We could square up. We could put on the gloves. Let's put on the gloves and let's get in the ring. And however you feel, you hang your flag in your corner. I'll hang my flag in my corner and I'll beat you the fuck up. And this will happen. Like, this will happen 9 times out of 10. I will fucking beat you the fuck. That shit made me mad, bro. Like, this is not a violent podcast, and I do not condone violence. But I just don't. I don't like it. It just rubs me the wrong way. If you're on Magic the Gathering, get on. Yeah. If you're on Magic the Gathering, get on. And I'm calling all of you out. Come see me, RYEZSHYNE. The same as my Twitter name, I'm gonna murder you. Yeah. The deck that I got right now, I got a bucket and I'm still tweaking it. The deck I got right now is murderous. It's dangerous. Murderous, dangerous. Like, yeah. But, yeah. See me. Don't talk shit online. Don't get online and talk shit. Look up my fucking gamer tag, RYEZSHYNE. And send me a request to fucking fight or whatever, however fuck they do it. I mean, moving on. Moving the fuck on. Can't beat me. I was on like a fucking like a 10-game winning streak. Just beating motherfuckers. Yeah. Petitions demanding monthly stimulus checks of $2,000 nears 2.4 million signatures. Yeah. Motherfuckers want money, man. We gotta pay the bills. Six online petitions calling for Congress to deliver monthly stimulus checks of $2,000 until the end of the pandemic. This is Motherfuckers is just like, yo, they overdoing it now. Now that they feel like these gonna, like, yeah, don't. Because there's gonna be a backlash to it. Now, man, once if he gives you everything that you want up front, then on the back end, shit is gonna be fucked up. I mean, like, yeah, you've got to understand that. I mean, take what he gives you now and do with the best that you can. Like, and let that man, like, yo, we can't, we are the only country in the world that can just print money. Understand that. Understand that. There is some backlash to that shit. Like, yeah, we are the only country in the world that can just like go to a machine and just print money. That's fucking crazy. Do you not think that's crazy? The only country in the world that can just like write up some shit and print money. Like Prince Hakim. He got his own money. Shit, his face is on the money. Yo, yes, we are, but there is a backlash to that shit because every time we do that, then it makes the value of our money go down a little bit more. You know what I mean? It makes other countries wants to buy our money. So, I can't explain it, quite. I can't explain it without the type of tools in front of me. But yeah, we print our own money. This is the country, the United States of America, does nothing. They're not fucking tied to any other country in the world. And I almost knocked something over. Thank you for not falling over. We are the only country who can do that. No other country can just be like, yo, well, okay, well, we're just gonna extend the fucking the 3 trillion. I can't even say the word. The number's so big. So we're just gonna make it a Google. Yeah, we're just gonna print up a Google. That's what we should do. Just fucking print up a fucking Google amount of dollars and just put that shit. The whole fucking world would fucking explode on, as soon as that happened. That's how much impact we have. That's why voting and putting the right people in power is so important. Yeah, politics means money. That's what it really means. It means nothing else. Politics means money. Understand that. God damn. For that, I'll take a step. I'm already kind of wavy. If you ever wonder what that snap sound is when I take a step, it's because I put my Heineken. Or Beck's, or Corona, whatever I feel like I'm drinking at the time. I put it into plastic container, so if it knocks over, it doesn't spill onto the carpet. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, so if y'all hear me snapping, so I'm sipping beer out of a fucking sippy cup. A large sippy cup, a fucking massive sippy cup. Trust me, it's massive. Next story. Yeah, man, you gotta fucking stop. I don't get into politics like that because I don't really understand, but I know politics means money. Money and property. Is money and real estate on a level that we just don't understand? Fucked up, man. Mike Lindell claims Dominion voting cover-up. Mike Lindell claims Dominion voting cover-up is coming apart at the seams. Mike Lindell is the MyPillow guy. The guy that if you order one of those pillows, he's gonna wake up next to you with a wide smile and asks you, how did you sleep? You fucking creep. Yo, this spark, yo, that guy scares the shit out of me, man. He scares me more than a motherfucking light. Yeah, he scares me. He's just creepy. Mike Lindell, my pillow guy. Bing, bing, that, my pillow. FX, like, yo, what the fuck is the fucking, what the fuck is the fucking, the commercial? I don't know what the fuck the commercial is. But whatever the fuck the commercial is, that nigga is fucking, he's fucking weird. I'm not gonna pull this shit up. No, we're not going down a rabbit hole. Not today. Mike Lindell, MyPillow CEO, and fanatical supporter of former president. Fanatical. Remember that word? Supporter of former President Donald Trump appeared to flout Dominion voting systems. 1.3 billion lawsuit against him, telling Steve Bannon Saturday morning their case is coming apart at the seams. So he's one of the guys that believes that the voting, that the votes were fucked up. That's how you know he's crazy. And then he's gonna sell you some fucking pillows. He's gonna sell you some fucking pillows. What the fuck is wrong with this guy, man? Lindell offered his latest taunt towards Dominion on Real America's Voice program, claiming that his personal probe, and yo, he wants to run for some type of office. That's what he really wants to do. Where the fuck is he from? Where the fuck is, wherever the fuck he's from, he wants to run for that shit. And yeah, and that shit with Trump fucking fucked them up. That's what I think. That's what I really believe. I mean, like, yo, he's a fucking, I know you would. Yeah, how the fuck creepy is that shit? MyPillow.com. The fucking clown. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, I would fucking run of whatever office that he's running for. If I was in the same like town of him to oppose, I would run against him. And I wouldn't even want it. I would just run for the shit just so he can't get it. Yeah. Yeah. On top of the world. Fuck that nigga, man. Fucking Mike Lindell. Fuck you, man. You like a fucking like he gives off a real Mormony vibe, don't he? Like real Mormony. Like, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with Mormons. There's nothing wrong with them. They have a real strong sense of community. But I don't know. It's just some guy like yo that you just when you look at him and you hear him talk and you look in his eyes, he got those crazy eyes that you just can't put your finger on it, but you just know there's something wrong with him. You know there's something wrong with him. Like, yeah, like in your heart, your inner being is telling you that, yo, if this guy gets any type of power, he's gonna fucking have us all marching in death camps. Oh, enough about Mike Lindell. Fuck that nigga. Yeah, I can say that. This is my fucking show. Say what the fuck I want. Won't give me no sponsors. I don't give a fuck. I'm still gonna make the show because it costs literally nothing to make the motherfucking show. Mike Lindell. He should have been a football player. It's a nice football player name, though. God damn, right? Like, I'm not a completely heartless soul. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Delete that about that Mike Lindell shit. Yeah, get that shit off my page. before A fires. B, it says 9:26 with 54 seconds. Yeah. Yeah, I better not fucking get no problems out of nothing. NYPD searching for suspects accused of impersonating police officer robbing Queen's spa. Here it is, the spa again. Yo, what the fuck are we doing with spas nowadays? I don't know. The guy fucking what shot up the spa in Atlanta? What the other day? I mean, like, come on, man. Like, go to spas where you go to get your fucking to relax. Yeah. Yeah, spas where you go to relax. Yeah, a spa is supposed to be, would you shoot up a church? No. Then why would you shoot up a spa? Don't shoot up the spa. I mean, like, yo, somebody is in there getting a happy ending. If you don't know what a happy ending is, then please don't, and please look it up. Yeah, look it up. Somebody's in the spot getting a happy ending, and all of a sudden, bullets come running the fuck out of here, man. Yeah, y'all motherfuckers is crazy. NYPD searching for suspects accused of impersonating police officer, which is a crime within itself. Robbing Queen's spa. Police want to find two individuals accused of impersonating a police officer and robbing a spa in Queens. According to police, an employee of 8151 Spa on Elliott Avenue let the two individuals inside around 10:30. Once inside, the individuals allegedly claimed to be a police officer and demanded money. What? Why? Like, because your spa was fucking dirty. Like, yeah, probably. Police want to find two. Yeah. Impersonated police officer, the suspects took $1,900 in cash from the business along with three cell phones. Yeah, whatever. That shit is bullshit. They were last seen driving away in a gray Ford. Well, no, I'm not gonna. Fuck that. Fuck that. I'm not gonna tell nobody what they drove off in. Fuck that. They got away with that shit. The business was probably dirty anyway. Fucking thieves. Thieves steal from thieves. Yeah, and with that, I'll take a sip. Shout out to the motherfuckers that got off with from the fucking rubbing tug, fucking spot. I mean, shout out to them, man. Fuck that. Man, I tell your mom's his name. Gotten had it sweep for way too long. Had to sweep way too long. Damn. I been bad, baby. Who fuck sing that song that I should have stuck in my head? And if you feel. Thank you, man. Delete that shit off my fucking page. Get that shit. Get rid of that shit. Oh no, might be a short one tonight, man. Might be a goddamn short one. You wanna go out? I want a fucking cheesesteak. That's what the fuck I want. I want a fucking a chicken cheesesteak with salt, pepper, oregano, and salt, pepper, oregano, mushrooms, and mayo, ketchup. A little bit of mayo, a little bit of ketchup. Yeah, that's what I think I'm with. And I'm gonna get that shit. And I'm gonna eat it. Fucking eat it. Yeah, man. Like, oh, that shit fucking. Oh, yeah. I'm just fucking like. I'm hungry. That's what I'm telling you guys. I'm hungry. Feed me. Feed me. Gotta feed me, Seymour. Now I'm being clunked. Now I'm clowning. Where's the next story? Hold up. Because I got like, I got a few more. I'm not gonna hold y'all. It's fucking what? Saturday night? Fuck that. I'm lit. Like, yo, I'm telling you right now, this shit is, the show is fucked up because I'm fucking partially inebriated. I'm partially inebriated, and I promised myself I wouldn't get fucked up before I did the show. But, yo, I just like, yo, one more sip won't hurt. One more sip won't hurt. One more sip won't hurt. It just won't. One more sip won't hurt. And then I fucking knocked out. Like, yo, I fell asleep. I was supposed to do mad shit. I just fucking fell asleep. I was like, yo, then I fell in my bed. And then I was like, yo, you know what? And nap for a few hours. You know what I mean? And I woke up and it was dark. Yeah. Yeah, I woke up and it was fucking like, I was like, yo, what the fuck happened? Like, yeah, I was fucking early drinking, day drinking. That's what they call it, day drinking. Yeah, I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, yo, why is it so dark? And I looked out the window. I actually peeked outside the blinds like the world was over, like they finally dropped the bomb. I was like, yo, is it finally over? Like the aliens finally landed. Yo, you wake up like after you've been drinking in the daytime. Like, yo. Yo, you wake up like, yo, and I woke up and I looked outside and I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? Like, oh, and it was nighttime. Fuck, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Okay. Like, I fell asleep like yo, and I really don't like sleeping with like I have to have like the radio on or something, or like the fan, or the TV or something playing, because New Brunswick is stupid. And motherfuckers just be doing like burnouts and shit like right around my building. Like, so like that white noise really helps me sleep like a fan or something. And I woke up and everything was off. I was like, oh shit. Like, hey, I don't know, I conked out. I conked the fuck out. Bombing outside school kills at least 20 in Afghanistan. Nobody wants to fucking have that fucking fight, man. I don't like that shit. Like, yo, like outside of school, outside somewhere where you're supposed to be educating yourself. You know what I mean? And the Afghanistan people are gonna come get me, or whoever's gonna come get me, come get me. Nah, I mean, but fuck that, man. You keep whatever the fuck you fighting for away from the children. And I feel that, and I say that with my fucking heart. Whatever the fuck you fighting about, keep that shit away from the fucking children. That tribal shit or whatever, America for the fucking oil or whatever the fuck it is, keep that shit away from the fucking children, man. like, and let them have a place where they can fucking like go and educate themselves in peace. The fuck out of here, man. Like Kabul, Afghanistan. An explosion killed at least 20 people and wounded dozens. Think about fucking living in a world like that, man. Like, would it make you appreciate America? Know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm looking at this shit from all aspects. Like, it makes you appreciate America, where this, like, where they fight so hard to keep this from being an everyday thing. But over there, it's an everyday thing. Like, so you can't, you gotta feel bad for these people, man. I feel bad for these people, for these children and these women that, like, every day, like, they gotta worry about being blown up. Fuck, man. Like, that shit fucking, like, isn't it? It's, I don't even have fucking words for it, bro. Like, yo, like, it's a twistedness in the world. It's a twistedness. It's a sickness in the world. I mean, like, yo, I can't say like America is 100% good, but this shit like this is happening. Like, they have to worry about this shit every day. What? Every day. They gotta worry about, like, I don't know. For somebody that has a lot of words, can't explain it. Can't. I can't. And it's sad. Like, and I'm kind of like, I'm getting a little bit like teary over the shit because, like, it's fucked up. I'm a human being. I don't want to see nothing like this happen to nobody. Bombing outside school kills at least 20 in Afghanistan. An explosion killed at least 20 people and wounded dozens of others in Afghanistan's capital city. In Afghanistan's capital, Saturday, local officials said, and many of the victims were female students. Not, I'm done. Like, yeah, I'm not reading no more of that shit. Yeah, yo, fuck, come on, man. Being a bitch right now. Only because I'm a human fucking being, man. And I don't want to see like shit like that happen, like, to other people. I don't want to see shit like that happen to other people. I failed. I failed you. I'm not doing that fucking story, man. That shit is fucked up. Don't care. Like, yo, like, I don't care. This is my show. And I pick and choose what the fuck I want to fucking like put up. So, what's next? I'm gonna have a shot. Why not? Why not have a shot? Florida principal who spanked student will not face criminal charges. Okay. Why not? Let's find out why she won't. Florida elementary school principal did not commit a crime when she spanked a first grade student with a wooden paddle in front of the child's mother. Because I was going off about that shit. I was like, yo, how the fuck you gonna sit there and let your fucking child get fucking like spanked? Like, yeah, I didn't like it at all. So I guess this is the update. Update. I mean, in front of the child's mother last month, the state attorney's office said on Friday, footage of, okay, let's get to the question, which was recorded by the mother on her cell phone, was shared with news outlets, sparking criticism of Central Elementary School principal Melissa Carter's actions. However, a legal review from the Office of State Attorney Amira Fox, sexy name, concluded that no crime was committed by Carter after re-examining evidence and documents from other law enforcement officials who investigated the incident, which means that what the fuck does that shit mean? God damn it! Witness statements and evidence. Witness statements and evidence showed that a 6-year-old girl was disciplined by staff. That was in quotes, Miss Carter and another staff member. Why she even spank me like that? Why you spank me like that, baby? If you gotta get it out your system. I'm sorry, I had to put that in there. Fabiola Rivera, the girl's mother, received a phone call from Self to notify her of the student's behavior. Rivera told Self that her daughter had also been damaging things at home, but she was afraid to spank her because her daughter threatened to call the police. Yo, at that age, her daughter threatened to call, so she was afraid to spank her daughter because her daughter threatened to call the police or the state's Department of Child and Families. According to the review, the phone call was conducted in Spanish, of course. Yeah, that's because, yeah, for the same reason that we never see the UFO, Bigfoot is always blurry. It's in Spanish for the same reason the videos of Bigfoot are always blurry. Yeah, damn. So how the fuck the little girl got like dominion over the fucking mom? Don't trip. That was a little bit of Sammy Davis Jr. That was just a little bit of Sammy Davis Jr. That's all. Yo. This is how I feel about disciplining your children. If you feel like you have to put your hands on your children, then like you're supposed to like thoroughly explain what they did wrong, where they fucked up at. I mean, like if you have to like physically discipline your children, then you have to make sure that they really know what they did wrong. So they know that you're just not just beating on them. Yo, you fucked up here. You did. Well, you don't say fucked up. You know. I asked you multiple times. You did this or you didn't do that. Multiple times when I told you and I tried to correct your behavior. And you're supposed to understand by now that whatever, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you let it be known. I mean, you be patient enough to understand, because all children know is that you're just getting angry and hitting them. They don't know why, because they're kids. I mean, they don't know why, because they're kids. They don't know why, because they're kids and you're just beating on them. Like, so that type of behavior, like, it leads to something yeah, you're supposed to be able to explain if you have to physically discipline a child, You have to be able to explain why. That's all I'm saying. If I'm saying anything, get off this shit. Next story. Fuck that. Last story, actually. Let's pull this shit the fuck up. Let's see what we got. Because I'm always got some bullshit. No, it's not that one. Yo, I got shit. Yo, I be having shit. I just don't like put it all into the fucking show. Delete this. And like, yeah, yo, he legally changed his name to a Bond villain. Then he plotted Dad's death. I'm Satan. What the fuck does that shit even mean? Let's find out. Fuck, man. Like, yo, last summer, former Colorado Springs attorney Jean Joseph Dangerlich. What the fuck? Couple. Okay. Must be adults. This fucking name, man. Like, oh, I'm tired of you people with fucking like 7 words in your fucking name. Like, you're like, okay. Last summer, former Colorado Springs attorney, John Joseph Danger LeChefra. What the fuck name's this? Like, what the fuck? Found out he hadn't been included in his father's will and was apparently furious. I would be too, especially if you fucking gave me that fucking bullshit name. Jesus Christ, that shit is mug shots. Bad mug shots. Bad mug shots that I want to see. So, police allege he schemed a plan with his mom, Marcela Sandoval, that he thought would be foolproof. LaChevre would kill his father, Jesus, Gilbert Sandoval, and his 78-year-old mother would then claim she did it in self-defense. Oh. Marcela, who was estranged from Gilbert, would then become her husband's beneficiary and pledged to split the fortune with her son. God damn. I can't. Like, how the fuck? 55-year-old La Chefra, I don't know who the fuck, who was born Patrick Joseph Sandoval. I hate that third name. Fuck you people, man. And legally changed his name to the Bond villain from Casino Royale sometime before the slaying. Apparently didn't count on two things going wrong. At a court hearing on Friday, covered by Colorado Springs Gazette, police outlined that their case against LaChevre and Sandoval for the first time, including the missteps that eventually tripped the pair up. In late July, LaChevre and Marcela carried out their plan. According to police, Marcela coaxed her estranged husband into the basement of a home they co-own, where LaChevre was waiting with a baseball bat. Baseball bat seems to be a theme on these stories nowadays. Good old Louisville Slugger. He allegedly beat Gilbert to death. Police say they found the bloodstained crack Louisville. How did I know it was a Louisville Slugger? Most popular fucking murder weapon if you're gonna use a baseball bat. Yeah. Hey. Crack Louisville's slugger next to his body. Yeah. After his father died, Le Shepard used a knife to cut his mother's arms and hands to make it look like she had been attacked. Jesus. Official said. He left the knife next to his father's body. They really tried to make it look like a God damn. After his father died, Le Shepard used a knife to cut his mother. Oh God. But police said during the half-day hearing on Friday, investigators were immediately suspicious when they attended the murder scene and had to physically escort Marcella around the house because she was in such poor health. He wondered how they wondered. Could the 78-year-old woman have beat a man to death with a baseball bat and withstood a knife attack? Yo, you're not getting away, bro. They're looking for shit like that. Like, yeah. Oh my God. Then possibly as part of the plea deal, Marcella turned on her son. Yeah, that's it. There's a lot more to the story, to the article, but I'm not going to read it anymore. Because, Patricide. That's what they call it. Patricide. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. They go with that. I have one. It's a short story. Yo, fuck. What the fuck is that? Like that keep fucking like slamming. Oh. I can't wait till I make enough money to get like a house or a ranch somewhere where I'm just off where motherfuckers are not just fucking like, what are you slamming doors for? Why are you slamming the fucking door? Like, girl, you want to let anybody in every. Oh, God. It's been a nice show. It's been a nice show. I think I might order some food. It's definitely not going to be Chinese food. I don't want to end up in emergency room again. Oh, God. Chicken cheese steak with onions, peppers. Salt, pepper, regular. Yeah, I think so. I love you guys. Thank you if you listen to the show. Thank you. Now, I mean, like, yo, if you do podcasts, like, reach out to me at on Twitter at Rise and Shine, RYESHY. Hold on. Fucking dropped it. I fucked up. Damn. I got it. How many times? Damn. How many times did I get it? RYEZNSHYNE. Rise and shine. So if you do podcasts, like, yo, let me know. I'll follow your podcast. And I'll listen to it because I that's what I do in my free time when I'm trying to like keep my mind free. But yeah, AJ Podcast. Taco Meat 05 Instagram. TACOMEAT 05. And hit me on Facebook. Like, yeah, or if you want to reach out, hit me on Facebook. I mean, like, yeah. I think I'm missing something. I know I'm missing something. That's what fucks me up about that. I know I'm fucking missing something. Yeah, I fucking ate, beef, chicken and rice, that chicken and rice from the fucking Cubans. They fucking know how to make their food. What else? Is somebody on here on my Twitter page that I wanted to shout out to him? Nah, man, like, the amazing Virgo. Yeah. With your fine ass, yo, she fine as hell. I think I shouldn't have shot her out because I don't want everybody else to come pushing up on her. Indeed, amazing Virgo. Yo, I'm a Magic the Gathering and whooping people's asses. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Wolf Klitzer, ESPN, Frankie. Funny as hell. Funny as hell. Cute ass. Sweet Jones. That's it. I love you guys. Wear your mask. Wear your condoms. Wear your mask and wear your fucking condoms. You know what I mean? I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.